The House Intelligence Committee is wrapping up its probe of the Iran-Contra affair today with an appearance by Richard Secord. The testimony by the retired Air Force Major General was expected to be brief, and it was. Ike Pappas reports.
Secord spent less than 15 minutes in the closed hearing room, enough time to listen to opening statements and then claim the Fifth Amendment, refusing to answer questions, as have several other key players in the case. Secord, now a businessman, is said to have helped to arrange the Iran arms sales and has been linked in documents to the clandestine, privately financed network that sent arms and equipment to the Contra rebels in Nicaragua when Congress cut off funds. Profits from the Iran weapons sales allegedly went to the Contras. As he departed the Capitol, reporters shouted at Secord if he had taken the Fifth. He did not answer, but jumped into a black sedan, accompanied by several other men. The car sped across the Capitol grounds to an exit. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
This is Terrence Smith in the White House. President Reagan, in his first public remarks in a week, seemed to make an indirect reference to the Iran-Contra connection as he signed a proclamation for a national day of prayer.
Religion and morality are indispensable supports. Throughout our history, our leaders have always turned to prayer in times of crisis.
But not to pardons, at least not now. The White House has confirmed that the president has no plans to use his power of pardon to coax testimony from former NSC aides John Poindexter and Oliver North. Both men have so far taken refuge in the Fifth Amendment. A weary and embattled White House is hoping that the holidays will provide a respite from the daily drumbeat of disclosures on Iran. The president is expected to make another public appearance today, then go to ground for the holidays. He'll vacation for a week in California, then return to a new year full of more investigations and, no doubt, more disclosures about the secret dealings of the National Security Council. Terrence Smith, CBS News, the White House.
The Washington Post reports this morning that CIA Director William Casey has not recovered all normal brain functions following surgery to remove a malignant tumor last week. The sources quoted by the newspaper for the report don't specify which functions are affected. The New York Times carries a report today that Casey wrote a memo about a year ago in which the Iran arms deals are described specifically as a program to trade weapons for hostages. Quoting a high-ranking government official, the Times reports the memo also says President Reagan was prepared to portray the secret operation simply as a political opening to Tehran if it became public. Representative David McCurdy of Oklahoma, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, which wrapped up its probe of the affair yesterday, says different stories told by witnesses must be cleared up.
There has been some contradiction in the reconstruction of the events by individual witnesses. Director Casey McFarland and Reagan were the key witnesses there. And there are some questions as to the actual flow of the events and their recollection.
Ike Pappas has more on the Iran arms controversy from Capitol Hill.
With the first round of congressional investigations over, one thing can be safely said: the second round promises to be a marathon. Georgia Senator Sam Nunn, a member of the Senate Select Committee, which will take over the Iran arms investigation when the new Congress convenes next month, says the committee intends to interview prospective witnesses at length before they testify, and that could take up to 6 to 8 weeks to complete. Senator Dennis DeConcini, a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says it could be the better part of a year before a complete idea of the dimensions of the Iran arms matter are known. DeConcini adds that the whole truth may not come out unless one or all of the witnesses who have taken the Fifth Amendment talk.
You would select one of those three people, or maybe one of some others, to grant immunity to if you were going to do it, and not all of them. That would put you in a very strong position as a prosecutor, or as a select committee, of getting the truth and getting to come forward, perhaps voluntarily, when they knew one of you was going to be granted immunity and not all of them.
DeConcini says several major questions remain unanswered, including whether Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North acted alone when he allegedly diverted profits from the arms sales to the Contra rebels in Nicaragua. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Capitol Hill.